Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. And we are involved with the production and the marketing of all natural-based products for the control and management of eczema of the skin, psoriasis of the skin, as well as hair loss. All our products contain all natural-based materials. There are no drugs. There are no toxic chemicals. There's no steroids. For more information about our company, you can visit us at our website at www.xcel-n.com. That's xcel-n.com. You know, we're going to have a special guest today on the show. And the young man, he's a veteran hair care specialist. And we're going to talk a little bit more about him before we bring him on. But he's going to come on a little later on in the show. But at first, we're going to talk a little bit about eczema and psoriasis and also the prevalence of it in the society. So, Monica and Gary, you guys about ready to get started on this?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we sure are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready, too. So we want our listening audience to sit back and relax. We're going to be back in a few minutes, and we're going to get into the show. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
lot of people out here with very skin disorders, but one of the skin disorders is very common. And that's what we do here at Health Talk Live with eczema and psoriasis. You know there are millions of people out here that have this ailment, and most of us really don't know.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't know the numbers as far as millions. One thing I can say for me, it's been like since becoming involved with the company, you know, like you go out and you buy a Cadillac.
Yeah.
CTS green, and then every 5 minutes you see a Cadillac CTS green. That's kind of how it's been for me in my daily walking and homes. And every day I meet somebody that either has it or has a child that has it, or and it's been quite amazing to me over the past couple of years, just the number of people that I run into, and now, you know, that I've been involved with the company, I can almost spot it. It takes different shapes, sizes, forms, but you normally, you know, you can see it on the arm or around the scalp, or with children, it's normally around the back of their legs, or they're scratching inside of their arms, and
exactly.
And that it just seems like there are millions.
Well, you know what? To be specific, recent studies have shown, or surveys have concluded, there are about between 35 million to 40 million Americans with eczema. Man, in other words, it's about 17% of the American population actually have some form of eczema. And this generally ranges from the ages of 4 months up until 60 years of age. And there's different types of eczema, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today, not a whole lot, but just enough to let our listening audience know the prevalence of eczema in the society. And there's also another 7 to 9 million people that have psoriasis.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. So you're looking at about somewhere around 50 million Americans that have some form of common skin disorder, such as eczema and psoriasis. And so, you know, there's a need for various control programs or management programs that will help these people, assist these individuals in managing this situation. Because let's face it, people with eczema, and severe eczema, is very uncomfortable. They're always itching and scratching. There's a lot of inflammation, and some people even scratch so hard, even break their skin. I've seen where it even begins to bleed. So at Excel Nutraceuticals, you know, what we try to do, we study these problems and also develop certain products, all natural products, that can help assist people to live a better quality of life in terms of this. I want to just briefly now kind of give you an idea of some of the types of eczema and psoriasis and let our listening audience know a little bit about it. We're not going to go in a lot of detail on it. We're just going to kind of hit some quick pointers. There's something, you know, atopic eczema. There's about 10 or 11 different types of eczema. I may talk about all of them, but just a few of them. Not all of them today. Hopefully we'll get to most of them, but not all. If we don't, we'll get to them during the course of our talk shows. But eczema is actually the common name. If people don't know, eczema is really the kind of common name people use. More technically, it's called dermatitis. So if you go to the doctor, he may say you have dermatitis of the skin, dermatitis of the scalp. But in generally, you use the term or the name eczema, dermatitis, you know, interchangeably. But there's atopic dermatitis, and that generally involves the skin, the creases and things like that, behind the elbows, the knees. And that's what you was talking about earlier, Gary. And I think, Monica, you told us last week that your daughter had eczema, and I think her eczema was also mostly atopic-type dermatitis.
Right.
Yes. Then there's also something called contact dermatitis. And contact dermatitis is, you see some people sometimes when they wear certain jewelry, okay, they'll break out. That's because of the nickel. There's certain metals will break you out, and when you put it on the skin, it'll break out. That's a form of eczema. There's also irritant contact dermatitis, whereas sometimes the type of clothing that you wear, okay, you may know some clothing that makes you itch, break out, sometimes the detergents, even the soaps that we use. These are all forms of eczema. Varicose eczema affects your lower legs. We'll just go through these briefly. Discoid eczema. I remember when we first started marketing our products, an interesting customer sent an email and said I had discoid eczema. Well, I had studied a lot of eczema, but, you know, I really didn't know that much about eczema. When we started studying more and more, we realized that there's different types and where they actually exhibit themselves on the human body. And this is one of the ones. And, of course, our products do, in fact, manage discoid eczema. There's eczema on the hand, okay? It's called hand eczema. There's also nummular eczema. That's eczema sometimes is on the chest and the back. There's statistis dermatitis. Sometimes you see it around the ankles. There's something called lichen simplex eczema. Yeah, it's a funny name, but that's a form of eczema. And there's also seborrhea. The seborrhea is basically eczema of the scalp. And this is where you see a lot of the flaking, a lot of scratching. And I even remember when we first started a couple of years ago, Monica and Gary, that we had a couple of clients that had eczema of the scalp so bad that literally when they brushed their hair, the hair would pull off from the scalp. Isn't that amazing?
Unbelievable.
That's just totally amazing.
It makes it so challenging, too, especially a lot of these people that are impacted, they're children. And I remember my daughter often telling me how going to school, she was embarrassed, especially in gym class, to wear short sleeves. And there's this extra things that are trauma situations that are associated, especially with children who have eczema, too.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Matter of fact, the other day, I don't know if you all got the in the info where you can actually go to our website and contact us. From Kim Fields, not the Kim Fields, but a Miss Kim Fields, they were with me doing another type of sale. They had to leave and go pick up their son from school because he had been scratching so much on his neck that it began to bleed. And they said that they couldn't bring him back until they had a note from the doctor. So that a side note, that was pretty interesting to me. So in the middle of another sale, they had to leave, go pick him up from school,
mm-hmm.
and they can't bring him back until they have something. But they'll be ordered, so I'm sure pretty soon.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. But let me move on further and talk about psoriasis too, because we're going to have a guest coming on in a little bit, and this guest, like we say, he's a veteran, he's an expert, he knows a lot about hair, he's seen a lot of different things. He's seen people with various hair problems, and he'll be able to answer any of your questions about hair loss, managing your hair, what you need to do in terms of making sure you have the proper nutrition for the scalp and for the hair. We'll be bringing him on in just a little bit. If you guys don't know, our call-in number is 347-202-0758. That's 347-202-0758. We'll be bringing our guests on in just a little bit. You'll get an opportunity to hear a little bit more about hair care and hair upkeep. But let's talk a little bit about psoriasis quickly. Psoriasis vulgaris is basically what you see most people with psoriasis. They have pretty much what we call raised, red, scaly patches or plaques all over the skin. And about 90% of the American people have this form of psoriasis. And then there's also guttate psoriasis, and that's really where you have psoriasis of the scalp. And about 10% of American people have this form of psoriasis. And a lot of times when we washing our hair and we see flakiness, and in the commercials they'll say dandruff. Well, really dandruff is just a mild form of psoriasis. And so these are some of the type of skin elements that affect various people with these skin disorders. And let me say also quickly right now that eczema and psoriasis, there's really not a cure for it. So don't be swayed when you see people that come on maybe the television or on the Internet and you'll read something about all-natural cure for eczema and psoriasis. Right now there is not a cure for eczema and psoriasis. You can control and manage it, but there's not a cure. The reason, people, there's not a cure is because eczema and psoriasis are autoimmune disorders. What that simply means is that it's a function of your immune system. Auto means it goes by itself. It cuts, your immune system basically cuts on sometimes when it's not supposed to cut on, and when it's supposed to cut off, sometimes it does not cut off. That's what we mean by autoimmune. So it's really a genetic dysfunction in the immune system. In order to have a cure, you would have to some kind of way modulate or regulate your genetic coding that supports your immune system. So unless there's something out there that can do that, which there's not biologically as well as chemically right now, there is no common cure for eczema or psoriasis. But it can be managed. And at Excel Nutraceuticals, we sell two all-natural-based products that contains no drugs and no steroids. It's composed of natural components, extracts from various flower and fruit and plant materials combined with amino acids and selective natural oils and also specific what we call antioxidants in our proprietary formula. And that formula gives the type of effect, the biological effect, that people can use and benefit from when they have elements such as inflammation that leads to more itching, that leads to more inflammation and constantly skin breakage and basically a lower quality of lifestyle. So that's pretty much what eczema and psoriasis is about, and even more so how to fix the scalp. There's many Americans, men and women, who have scalp problems, whereas their hair, they scratch it so bad they destroy the root of the hair or the hair follicles of the hair, and it leads to poor hair quality and also the inability of the hair to grow back at its normal growth rate. And I know, Monica, you visit a lot of beauticians, and you have your own personal beautician. You make and put some input on this particular subject matter.
Well, that's most definitely true, and a lot of times they don't contact or try to do something about it until it's really gotten pretty severe. And, they scratch the scalp. They have a lot of flaking on the shoulders and on their clothing. And it's a hard problem to deal with, and especially if you're in the general public. So I said not only just the emotional and the physical part of it, but there's a lot of emotional trauma they have to deal with also.
Okay, well, you know what? In a few minutes, we're going to bring in a special guest, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about what he does in the hair care industry and how he works with his clients and gives information and whatnot and services that will help these individuals with hair problems sustain their hair and help head of hair. So in a minute, we're going to be right back. We're going to take another break. We want you guys to call in. The call-in number is 347-202-0758. 347-202-0758. This is Health Talk Live. My co-host Monica and Gary here assisting me. And Monica, tell us a little bit about our guest.
Our guest is Ardell Williams. He's, like you said, a hair care veteran in San Antonio, Texas. And one of the great things about Ardell is that he has diverse clientele. So when you deal with him, he deals from all different ethnicities, cultures, and different types of hair. He's very familiar with. And he actually has clients that have utilized XL Nutraceuticals. So he's has a lot of he's seen it firsthand how well the products work.
Okay, Ardell, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are y'all today?
Pretty good. Good morning, Ardell. We've heard a lot about you, and we want you to tell us a little bit about yourself, give us a little quick background, and then we'll kind of ask you some questions here and there.
All right, well, I've been in the hair industry for the last 15 years. I've gone through the ins and outs and the do's and do-nots of hair. I can answer any question you have about hair or how, what products to use, what products not to use. So what questions do you have for me today?
Well, first, I'd like to say that's really interesting, your name. I love that flow. Ardell with diverse clientele. That should be a slogan. I like that. You know, my big thing is, I'm sorry, I just like having fun. But that's really, I like that. I guess you're familiar with, like, I don't know if they still do the lie relaxer things or the no lie relaxers, but I always had problems with, man, I would get a relaxer and my scalp would just break out all over. What was causing that?
Breaking out as far as with flakes or like a burning sensation when getting it done?
Burning sensation, real pores developing in my scalp, just cannot take it.
If it was a lie relaxer, you're probably allergic to the lie. Mm-hmm. And if it was a no lie relaxer, it was probably something. It just depends on either if it has the lie in it or if it doesn't have the lie in it. Because I know for myself personally, I'm allergic to lie. And I didn't find that out until, like, years after being in the industry, what it was, because I would break out after 5 minutes of having the relaxer in my hair, it would be burning.
Oh, yeah.
So over the years, I was like, okay, well, let me try a no-lie relaxer, and that one works actually perfect for me. Mm-hmm. So it varies on the individual and if they're able to stand it and withheld the relaxer with the lie in it or not.
Okay. And one more question, then I'll tell you that. They were talking to me about the flaking, and see, I wasn't familiar that. I just thought flaking was, you know, from watching the dandruff commercials all the time. They always mm-hmm. said that it's a dandruff problem. I didn't know that it was associated with autoimmune problem.
Or psoriasis or eczema of the scalp.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, it's so many variations of it that you really can't pinpoint it to one in particular thing. But basically, pretty much growing up, you know, our parents were always like, you know, make sure you go and wash your hair. And, you know, we were so uneducated on our scalp that we would just think, you know, okay, we'll just use a little head and shoulders or something just to get rid of it. And before you know it, it's back, you know, 2 days later.
Right.
But now with the XL product, it's helped, you know, maintain it.
Okay. Well, I know, Ardell, that you have had an opportunity to get some firsthand experience about how XL HDS have actually impacted some of your clientele. One that I can recall in particular is Miss Green. Can you kind of give us a little background on what Miss Green's story is?
I've been doing Miss Green's hair for about 6 years now. When she first came to me, she had pretty much almost like the male pattern baldness. And she was very self-confident
mm-hmm.
with herself. When she would come to the salon, she would not want her hair to be done in front of anybody else in the salon. So basically, I would have to take her to a private room. And she was putting hair weaves in her hair. She was wearing wigs or whatnot. So I was doing this for about 2 years. I was having her in a private room, doing her hair, and then when she would leave, you know, she was still a little bit comfortable, but it wasn't her own hair was what she wanted back. So once I received the XL HDS, I told her about it, and she started using it, and as of to this day, her hair has grown back,
wow.
And it is fuller, a little bit sicker, but for one thing that she has, she's walking around with her head held high. And she doesn't feel bad about, she's pretty much almost stopped completely wearing the weave. The only way she might put a little bit in it just for like a little length. But that's it. Other than that, she's a totally different person.
So now does she allow you to do her hair like not in a private room anymore?
As a matter of fact, not at all. She will come in. She comes in and she'll say, "Hey, Argel, I'm here," and she'll sit right on down in the chair and put her cape on herself and say, "Okay, this is how I want my hair today." And she'll point out the little parts of her scalp where it's getting a little thicker right here. You see this hair is growing back right here. She's even able to wear a little bang now.
Oh, okay.
She has a little bang now, because before she didn't have no hair right there. But now she has a little bang that she's able to, cover her forehead with or whatnot. But it's totally, oh yes.
And how long
Cause before
did
it was,
get to this point you say that she's been utilizing the product?
Wow. I want to say she's been using the product for maybe about a year and a half now.
Uh-huh.
And prior to her using the product, she would come to me maybe every 6 weeks. And that would just be to, fix her extensions or whatnot. But now... She comes to me every 6 months.
Sorry about that,
Arden. That wasn't
okay.
Hey, but tell me this, Arden. Have you tried or recommended any other products before this that may or may not have worked for her over the years?
You don't have to say their name, but.
Yeah. I know for a fact she had even. She's gone to the doctor to get vitamin shots or whatnot or whatever.
Oh.
And it actually nothing worked for her until HGS came along.
So what did the doctor exactly diagnose what her problem was? Did she tell you? Did she share that with you?
She actually said it was a vitamin deficiency.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Something. What about, because I've seen, in salons, watching. That, the weave, you were talking about weave, that glue that they use, is that good or bad for your scalp or your hair?
It's I'm going to be honest, it's bad. It's glue. If you read on the bottle, it says hair glue. So pretty much all it's doing is just going right into the pores, and it's just staying stuck in there, just holding on to some extra hair that you don't need, when actually if you just let your hair follicles breathe and put a little HGS on there, it'll grow right on out.
Hey, Ardell, you make a good point. It's nothing but glue. These are all synthetic polymers from the chemical business, which I used to work in, and even when we make these particular chemicals, we have what's called MSDS sheets, and when they go out there and make some of the products that they put in these hair glues, I'm telling you, they have special suits on and masks on and all this, And then they turn around and they react it out and they put it in the bottle and sell it to you as glue, and you stick it in your head.
Hmm.
And then you wonder why in 2 or 3 years you're always scratching, because on the back of the bottle, when we in the chemical industry, at the back of the bottle it says, warning, caution, skin irritant, may cause lesions of the scalp, lesions of the skin. And they take it, the people take that product, and they react it out. It's called a polymerization reaction. That's how they make the glue. And supposedly when they polymerize it out, it's harmless. But what they don't understand or what they don't tell you is that, see, as human beings, we're living creatures. When you take a chemical and you put it in a bottle, yeah, it's harmless because it's in a bottle. But when I put it on your scalp, remember, you have bacteria in your scalp, natural bacteria. You have active enzymes, and anytime something gets in your body or on your body that's not supposed to be there, your body immediately starts to break it down and try to break it down. And when it breaks it down, guess what it's going to break it down into? Into those original starting products that are very toxic, that are very harmful to your skin. And that's why a lot of people who use all these different glues and things of that nature have these long-term problems, because that's what's occurring when they use them. So you make a good point.
Mm-hmm. Ardell, I'd like to ask you, too.
Yep.
On the weave, stand on the weave there. Now, it's become, like, overly popular to do weave. Now, is this something that came along because it's stylish, or there are a lot of people that have, like, problems with their hair growing, and it's kind of been a crutch or something?
I think weaving has been around for years, but I think now it's become more of a fade of fashion.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're just wanting, you know, people are just wanting to get hair weaves just because they see someone on TV that has one, or they see someone on TV that just has long hair. You know, I want to say there's probably maybe a good handful of people that actually get hair weaves, and that's just because they're trying to make their hair, you know, for fullness or to cover up a balding spot. But that, I mean, for that point, I totally, you know, agree with, you know, having, you know, hair weaves or extensions if it's for, like, a problem, you know, like for cancer patients or something like that. But for the everyday woman or man who wants to put some weave in her hair just because, you know, after a while it's going to fade out, and, you know, no one will start, you know, everyone will stop getting them. But if you're just doing it, basically you're just, you know, doing it and damaging your hair, you might look cute for about, you know, 6 weeks or so, but then when they take it out, you know, you might have a little ball patch right there, some type of skin irritation.
You know, on that note, Ardell, you're talking about the bald spots, and that's very interesting. You said men and women. I don't know of it. I'm sure there are men and women who possibly, men or anyway, put weave in their hair to cover up some hair loss. And I know that you mentioned earlier that male pattern baldness, and there's also something called female pattern baldness, but they're kind of used interchangeably, as you probably already know. It's commonly known as alopecia. And
right.
We see that in our research studies and our literature searches, whereas as people get older, I mean, male and female, there's a production of hormones. We actually are called the metabolite of the hormone. One is called DHT, which is formed from the male hormone testosterone, and then the other hormone that is called estradiol, which is generally is in women in low concentrations, and they only really have it in high concentrations during pregnancy. But there's a tendency when, as people age, there's a production of these metabolites, and these are believed to affect hair loss by attacking the hair follicles at the root. And basically what happens is, as you probably already know as well, is that there's various phases of hair growth, and essentially what happens, the hair stays in the sleep phase much longer than it is in the growth phase, and over a period of time, due to the environment and different trauma things that happen to the scalp, the hair gets weaker and eventually starts breaking off, and pretty soon it breaks off, and that's when you start seeing the thinning of the hair. And ultimately, if that's not corrected, the person will go bald. But I wanted to pick up on this when we come back from the break, because I know you mentioned earlier about one of your clients and what the doctor said. I think he was giving her vitamins. I don't know if she was getting vitamin injections or what she was taking the vitamins, but we'll come back and pick up on this hair thinning alopecia right after we come back from a break. So stay tuned.
Did I wake you up? Thank you.
Talk Live. I'm your host, TV Shaheed. And if you guys don't know, you're just tuning in to Pep Talk Live, we talk about eczema. We talk about psoriasis, contact dermatitis, and hair loss. I have with me today my co-host, Monica, Vice President of Marketing of XL Institute, and Gary, also National Sales Director. We've been talking with our guest, a hair expert, 15 years experience, a very intelligent young man, Arnell, and he's going to talk a little bit more about hair loss and some of the problems that he sees in his day-to-day business. Arnell, how are you doing again? And let's pick up on the subject that we talked about briefly about the hair loss, and tell us, you know, how many, you know, or how often, or what's the number, I don't know if there's a percentage of people that come in that you see with thinning hair, and they told you that my doctor said I have alopecia or I have premature thinning or whatever, and some of the things that you do, you know, some of the physical things you do in your business to try to augment their hair. And also tell us the men, we know that'll be of interest, how many men come in, and also how XL HGS could possibly augment their problems.
Well, as far as the men coming and getting the hair, as far as thinning, I haven't seen many because the majority of my clientele usually get their hair just shaved right off. That's the new style now, so it's quick and easy. But as far as for my woman clientele, the majority of them that do have thinning hair, I don't think they've actually gone to the doctor for it to see that if, you know, if it's something medically with it, or if it's just, sorry, if there's some stress in their life, or if they're just using, just had some overprocessed perms or whatnot over the years that their hair just started to, you know, to break off or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I have recommended, over the years, I've recommended other products out there for thinning hair, but I've just, you know, just learned that actually pretty much I really don't think any of them work. That's just my opinion.
Your opinion is valid. I mean, you have 15 years of experience, so you know the business, and you've probably, you know, done thousands of clients, I'm sure of that. And I'm sure some of the things that they market, you see on television, in the magazines, in the newspaper, some of the vendors that market and sell products, you're saying that you don't think most of them really, when you say work, I mean, as a scientist, things may work, but they may be insignificant. In other words, you know, if I have $1,000 and you ask me for a dollar, I gave you some money and I have less money, but it's insignificant. That's what I'm asking. When you say they don't work, kind of expound on that.
It's just how you explain it. How can I put this without talking down about it? Some of them might work for some people, but some of it doesn't work for everybody.
Okay,
I look at it this way.
The bottom line is they don't work, most of them.
Yeah, most of them, they don't work. This is for my professional experience and
right.
Seeing them and whatnot, I didn't see any results.
Okay.
I'm not trying to put words with the HGS, because I know you utilize it. Just kind of make sure that, you know, the product is credible. And what were your results?
Yes. Well, with the HGS, just like with my client, Ms. Green, I was absolutely amazed.
Wow.
I was in her head like I was looking for bugs. I was like, your hair. I said, your hair is really growing. This product is working. And she used it as directed. And I had no complaints on this product. As a matter of fact, I use it myself.
Oh, wow.
I don't even need to use it, but I'm using it.
You carry the product. You carry the product there in your salon, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and if somebody in the San Antonio area wanted to reach out to you for your professional hairstyling or to pick up the product, where are you located there?
I'm located at the Mecca Hair Studio. It's MECCA in San Antonio, Texas.
And what folks can do, if they want to get in touch with Ardell to make an appointment, if you'll contact us at info@xl-n.com, we'll be more than happy to forward that information to him. That way he's not overly inundated.
Okay. And if people wanted to get the XL product not in that area, how would they go about doing that?
They could also go online to www.xcel-n.com and just click on Purchase Now and place the order online.
Muslim Shah, MD.
Yes.
For those people that go to our website today and purchase, what can we offer them?
Well, today, if you have purchased an XL HGS, if you go to our website today and make a purchase, if you purchase three XL HGS units, we'll give you the fourth one, pardon me, free. So if you buy three, you'll get the fourth one free. And we'll ship it out to you in 2 to 3 days. You'll have a great product. It'll help your hair regrow. It'll also prevent any further hair loss. And also, if you have eczema, psoriasis of the scalp, it'll clear that up too. So normally, the product is $29.95, but we'll sell you the fourth one. In fact, we won't even sell it to you. We'll give it to you free. So if you buy three today, the fourth one is free, and we'll ship it out to you, in an expedient manner. Now, let me say right now, since we're talking about hair loss, for those of you who may not have any hair on your head, I mean, Ardell was talking about it earlier. In other words, if you're bald-headed and you loved your hair, but unfortunately it's not there anymore, I would advise you not to buy this product if you think you want to use it for a hair regrowth. XL HGS will not grow hair where there's no hair. In other words, if you've been bald-headed for a appreciable amount of time, and you know whether or not you've been bald-headed for a appreciable amount of time, then, don't buy this product and 6 months later call me up or call Ardell up in San Antonio and say, hey, something's wrong. Because the product is not designed for that. But if you have thinning hair and there's still a presence of hair follicles, then XL HGS is the product for you.
Right, and also when you place that order, just purchase three, and we will automatically upgrade you to get the fourth item free. So don't worry about that. If we see that you purchased three HGS, we will automatically give you the fourth one free for today only. So don't call on Monday. You need to go and do that today to get the fourth HGS free.
Ardell, getting back to the salons and the beauty and the things that you do, I'm interested in what's your take on, we know about extensions and why people put them in their hair, but what's your
mm-hmm.
take on the long-term effect of braiding and people who, what I say, overbraid, they're constantly braiding their hair. What's the long-term effects on hair growth, on hair strength, just on the overall condition of the hair and scalp?
Well, if you're getting braids, if you're sitting in someone's chair who's braiding your hair, and your eyes, by the time they're done, are on your forehead, it's too tight. It is too tight of a braid, and basically your hair is just getting pulled right out from the root. And before you know it, you'll start getting, like, right around the hairline, the hair does start to come right out. And normally, whenever you get braiding done, the braiding styles, they do not have to be tight in order for them to last longer.
Okay.
If they're done right and properly, they will last long with the upkeep and wrapping your hair up in a wrap or whatnot while you're sleeping. That's mainly it. But I've seen many, many, many of people just walk around, and I can tell where they have had their hair braided for so many years, starting off as little girls into adulthood, where you can start to see where the hairline is starting to move back a little further,
yeah,
and it's by the ear.
The hairline moves back further. You're right.
And basically all that is just from that beginning part of the braid is where they're just pulling that hair so tight that it's just literally just coming straight from the root. And if you notice, if anyone out there that has, like, little white spots right around where you're getting the braid at, that's where the hair is starting just to be pulled right from the scalp. And it's not healthy. It's not good. It's not a good thing at all. And then when you notice that, when you get ready to take the braids down, all that hair is coming out. That's the hair that was being pulled so tightly.
Oh, shedding.
Now, have you had clients, the new clients that have come to you, and they maybe they was at another different hair professional or hair care professional, and they come to you with this problem with losing of hair from braiding? And then what do you recommend for an issue like that or a situation like that? Or what would you recommend in a case like that?
I tell them exactly how they got that. It was from the braiding too tight. And I recommend them as long as there's like a little bit of hair coming right on back from that. Luckily, in some cases, some have just, it's gotten so bad that the hair is coming back. It is pulled it right from the root. That's not even growing back. But for those that do have hair that is still there, that's growing back from, like, the little baby hair that want to wave it up on the sides or whatnot, I recommend the XL HDS.
Okay.
And to use it as directed, and come back and see me, and we'll talk from there, and bring your hair back to life and put you back in a cute style to where you don't have to wear no braids anymore.
Well, one good thing about, too, your background, Ardell, you have a diverse ethnicity as far as your clientele. And I know a couple of times when I've gone in, there are just as many whites and Hispanics getting weaves nowadays than there are African Americans.
Wow.
That's very true. Very, very true.
So sometimes there's a kind of like an urban legend out there. A lot of people think it's primarily African Americans, but not anymore. I mean, it's kind of transcended different cultures and ethnicities.
Well, could you explain, is the process different from weaving in a white person's scalp than in a black? Is it the same process? Because the hair.
It's the same process.
It's the same process. Okay.
It's the same process. Either they're sewing it in, gluing it in, doing quick weaves. There's so many different types of hair extensions and weaving techniques.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter on whose hair if it's on Caucasian or African American hair. It's all the same thing. Basically, you're just adding on somebody else's hair to wear it, and you might be in the chair for a good 8 to 10 hours getting it done. But the upkeep and the maintenance is very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Now, what percentage women are doing this, that you're seeing? Is there a large percentage of women getting this done these days? Or?
I want to say over the years, it's grown a lot more just within, like, the last, like, you know, four or five years.
Oh.
And I think they're just getting done because. It's no reason. It's just like them going out and buying a pair of jeans or buying some shoes just to get it done, just so they can look good for that, six to eight weeks of just having some long hair. When in all actuality, if they just, have a little patience and just let their hair grow out naturally and just take care of it and going in and getting the haircut, every 4 to 6 weeks and getting the conditioning treatments and going and keeping a stylist instead of hopping around and, trying someone different, your hair will grow out and you'll have healthy hair that's actually yours, and you're not out, spending a lot of money on hair extensions. You might, keep a little money in your pocket.
Back when on the topic, you were talking about, you see the little girls and the hair being put out with the braids. I have seen in so many cases, and we've actually sold quite a bit of HGS to the families of these kids, where the hair, you can see the front part where the hairline starts, and then it's like a little space in between with thin hair, and then the parents turn right around and try to braid the stuff in the back, and all that's going to do, for me, looking at it from a rational point of view, is it continually pull the hair out, and to pretty soon, there's nothing on the child's head, and we have people who have bought, or parents who have purchased HGS, and two or three months later, you see the child again, and you can see the hair just filling all in, and they're totally amazed, and they're just happy, and then they turn right around and do the same process all over again.
And braid it right back up.
And I didn't have anything about the, I heard you said earlier that braiding is actually wouldn't be too bad if you did it properly or did it, the right way, But apparently they don't, you know, think about that. You can tell the braids are so tight right now because you can see the skin pulling. Have you ever noticed that? The skin is actually being pulled.
Yes. But, yeah, it is sad that how you can actually sit there and see where you're having a problem and then use a product and then go back and get the same braiding or whatever style it is that just, you know, just broke your hair out. It's, you know, some people just aren't, they're just thinking of it as just a quick style as far as, like, for braiding.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, some people are just lazy and just want to get their hair braided and don't want to take the time out to go and see a haircare professional.
And that's what they realize. Whatever caused you to get in that situation in the first place, you have to realize you have to do something different.
Yeah. Take a moment and talk about perms. And so, I mean, I'm sure there's still a lot of, especially, you know, in the African-American community and probably a lot of white women, I don't know, that are still doing the perms are real damaging too, aren't they?
The perms are damaging to an extent. Perms are damaging if the stylist is over processing the client's hair, or if the client is going home and trying to do it themselves after, you know, they've already went to the salon and getting it done. You know, because there's a lot of warnings when coming to get a relaxer, and there's a lot of different techniques as far as applying the relaxer and getting it on, you know, safely and properly, to where the results are, you know, they're straight and the hair is healthy. But then there's some that are like try to do that kitchen hair, and they don't read the directions or they don't know what they're doing, and so that's where it causes the hair to, you know, break off and fall out, and then you have a little patch of, you know, a little short bang in the front, and then you got a little mullet look in the back. It's, you know, you have to, you know, when it comes to, this is how I look at hair. This is my philosophy towards it, somewhat. Like, it's like putting, like, you know, Ford auto parts on to replace, you know, the BMW. You know, you don't want to put four parts on a BMW car. So you don't want to put, you know, some bad haircare stuff if you just went and paid, you know, $55 to get your relaxer done. You want to get the correct products, the correct shampoo and conditioners and styling tools, and basically most clients need to be educated on what to use on their hair and how to maintain it. And if you're not doing that, then, yeah, you're going to get some bad results.
So what do you suggest? I mean, there's different hairstyles, and we got about 5 minutes left in the show, but, I mean, what, and I don't, maybe this, you can't give an exact answer, but what would be, I guess, the best hairstyle or maybe the best way of, you could quickly tell our audience the best thing they could do, you know, on a weekly or daily or monthly basis or whatever, however you guys do it, to manage and upkeep their hair.
Listen, the best way is to ask your stylist what products to use, what conditioning treatments can you get. It depends on the hair type and how busy your schedule is as far as, like, the cut style of it. Basically, if you talk to your stylist and ask them questions, and they will educate you on the proper hair care and the right cut or look for you. It's all about just educating yourself, and you'll find that look that's right for you, and, you know, you'll be able to have, you know, a head full of healthy hair.
Okay. You guys got it quickly? Any last interjections?
No.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty good.
Is that pretty good? Well, Ardell, just one, if you can, one more time, and just appeal to the people, the HGS, and as a professional, how do you rate our HGS products?
I highly recommend HGS products. I am 100%, I stand behind it. I have seen the results with my own eyes. I recommend the product to anyone who's having problems with thinning hair. And if you have any questions, you can contact me at HGS website, and I will freely give you any helpful information that you need to, or any hair questions that you might need answered, and I will gladly help you out in any way possible. I'm one of those stylists that I'm not about trying to put a quick, you know, change in my pocket. I'm about making sure that my clients are comfortable with their hair and that they look good with, you know, and feel good about themselves.
And I can second that.
Well, okay, I guess that's a wrap. We want to thank Ardell for coming on the show. Your information, your knowledge was extremely valuable. We hope our listeners, you know, really picked up on a lot of this information. Again, this is Health Talk Live. The company is Excel Nutraceuticals. Don't forget to visit us at www.xcel-n.com. You can find all our fine, all natural-based products there, Excel HGS and Excel SO. Remember, we do have the special on for those people who want to buy Excel HGS. Go to our website and purchase 3 Excel HGS, and we'll give you the 4th one free. Okay, so this is Health Talk Live. We want you to tune in next week at the same time, every week, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be bringing you more information. Pardon me, kind of tongue-tied it right there. But we'll be bringing you more information about all our natural products and some new products we have coming out in the future. So,
yes.
Again, we hope to see you next week. This is Health Talk Live. Have a good day.